You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for NZ On Air Music Presents Rewind.
Hi, we're here with Edmund McWilliams from Breast Secreting Cake.
Hi.
Breast Secreting Cake formed in 1991. How was forming a band in this time like?
There was no internet and there was no hummus.
Anything more to say on that?
Auckland was quite different. It's become a lot more cosmopolitan, and in 1991 there wasn't much to do. There's much more entertainment these days. People started bands instead of getting into gangs, I guess. My parents said, they said it's better to be in a band than in a gang.
My dad says the same.
Oh, that's good advice.
You were before my time, but I've heard that you played your gigs in monk costumes. Was there any reason for this?
Holly West, who became my sister-in-law, made us some. We asked for some outfits, and that's what she made. They're quite good. They last for years and years. They were made of these sort of lycra material, all-purpose Halloween outfit, or any fancy dress, nice and light and sort of stretchy.
You found your initial audience on BFM. What's your relationship with 95BFM like?
Well, when I was about 12 or 13, or maybe around then, Marcus Lush had, broadcaster Marcus Lushy had a talkback show, and I, myself and a friend, just used to make up songs and play them over the radio. So that's kind of when it began, really, and that just transformed into recording songs and sending them to the radio.
You released your first album in 1997 with Fly Nun. What was this process like?
Well, it was... they gave us quite a bit of money to make a record, when sort of back in the days when record companies could do that, which was pretty exciting, and we recorded it at a house on Cheltenham Beach, big house. It used to be a ballroom back in the turn of the century called Lover's Lane, and it had bantam chickens and it had no nukes painted on the ceiling, and it was just next to the beach, and it was a really nice time for a couple of months. And then we released the album, and then we broke up.
I'm going to play your track Rocky Mountain, as I quite like that one. Would you like to say anything about this song?
Oh, that was about, Rocky Mountain was about a festival back in the 90s, I guess, called Mountain Rock Festival, which was a big rock festival. And we were invited to play, but we had a gamelan orchestra, which is an Indonesian instrument that we wanted to take with us, but they wouldn't let us, so we didn't end up playing it. So that's what Rocky Mountain's about.
Is there a train to the Rocky Mountain? Is there a place where we can dance? I want a tent to sell some buttons. I want a sound man to make a sound so loud. I'm gonna cut my nails before I go. I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared. Oh, Is there a train to the Rocky Mountain? Is there a place where we can know? Is there a train to the Rocky Mountain?
That was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.